It's the 27th Philadelphia Film Festival taking place right now, and we have the festival's executive director, Andrew Greenblatt. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, all right, the 27th annual, what makes this year so special?
Well, you know, we've got 125 films in the festival representing 37 countries. We'll do about 200 total screenings throughout the 11 days. There's a lot of great stuff. You know, we've been lucky to feature the Philadelphia premieres of Oscar winners in the past, four of the last five, six out of the last eight. So I think we'll be there again. We've got some great, great stuff coming.
Why don't you drop some names? What films did you premiere that had some Oscars?
In the past, or what I think will come this year? Sure. In the past, I mean, we did 12 Years a Slave and Spotlight and Moonlight and really any other film with light in it.
Well, that's awesome. Well, now I'm going to actually hand you over to our resident film expert, Zach Stone. Go ahead.
Okay. If you had to give me a prediction for this year, who do you think is the biggest contender that we have at the film festival this year?
At the film festival, that's a tough one. I think Roma is a spectacular film. It should be right there in the talk. We have If Beale Street Could Talk, which is the James Baldwin book adaptation by Barry Jenkins, who is coming off
Moonlight.
He's coming off his Moonlight Oscar. We also have Steve McQueen's new film, Widows, and he's coming off 12 Years a Slave. So we've got some pedigree.
Awesome. I gotta say, man, that sounds like some pretty heavy hitters.
It is.
They are.
All right, so we got 125 films. Like, listen, I see a lot of movies. I don't know how much time everyone else has. So if you give me one recommendation for me to see.
I'll give you three.
Okay, fine.
It's better than one.
We've got a great film called The Front Runner from Jason Reitman. He'll be in with us doing a Q&A and discussion after the film. We've got another film called Wildlife. We've got the director, Paul Dano. It's his first film. You probably know him more as an actor. He'll be in receiving an award from us and doing a Q&A along with his girlfriend or wife, Zoe Kazan. I'm not sure their official relationship at this point. And we've got a film called The Party's Just Beginning, which is the new film from Karen Gillan, you know, from Guardians of the Galaxy, and she'll be with us getting an award.
Nice, nice, nice. Okay, now I can see there are two movies that are jumping out at me. One is the opening night film, Ben Is Back.
It's great. It's powerful. It's tough.
Yeah, oh, it's tough.
It's heavy. It's about the opioid epidemic.
Who's in it?
Julia Roberts and Lucas Hedges.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not bad. Another one that's jumping out at me, I'm a big Breaking Bad fan, and I also like really funny comedies. So Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston in a movie?
The Upside, yeah. It's funny, but it's also, you know, it's a dramedy. So it has have serious tone. It's shot here, which is what's really cool about
it. That is really cool. And our homeboy Kevin Hart is in the movie. So, like, this is his first try at, like, really dramatic role, too.
It is, and he's great.
Well, I know right now we've got everybody interested in the 27th Philadelphia Film Festival happening right now through Sunday, October 28th. Andrew, how can they get tickets?
Easiest way is to either go to our website, which is www.filmadelphia.org, FILMADELPHIA.ORG, or come to the box office of the Philadelphia Film Center, formerly known as the Prince Theater, which is 1412 Chestnut Street.
Andrew Greenblatt, thank you so much for your time. That was awesome.
Thank you for having me.